Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 1st, 1976, at the New Vrindavan Farm Community.
Now they're putting out the same kind of propaganda about Mars that formerly they were putting out about the moon,
yeah,
and maybe life, so that they can use that as an excuse to go. I just read a little bit where they say that due to information sent back by the last spaceship that they sent to Mars, now they think that there's more water vapor in the atmosphere than they at first thought. So that means that there's a good possibility that there may be some bacterial life on Mars. So they don't, and then they state that the temperature ranges from minus 130 to plus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. So that means that there could be life there in bacteria form.
And why there's no life on one planet? Some scientists say that the temperature is 200 degrees less than the zero.
Yeah, at night when they said there's no, because there's no atmosphere.
But why these rascals say it is full of dust? And how from the dust so much light is coming, illuminating the whole universe? What is their logic? They have already bought the dust. That dust does not illuminate.
Well, they say just like when the sunlight hits the earth, then the earth appears very bright from outer space. It appears very illuminating.
Who says?
This is the scientist's excuse.
They showed some pictures.
They showed some pictures taken from outer space that shows the earth glowing very brightly, like the moon. Mm-hmm. So they say in the same way, when the...
So why the glow of the... the surface of the glow of heart does not illuminate?
Well,
it does not come between illumination.
Well, just like when the sun is here, everything is bright.
No light is coming when the sun is there.
The moon is actually illuminating.
Why does it not illuminate?
Well, they only say it reflects the sunlight.
But keep that face in truth. That is the only reward for them.
Speculation.
And foolish person accepting. That's right, sun is illuminating, but it doesn't require illumination from any other planet. Similarly, if earth is also illuminating, why does it require moonlight and darkness? And this common sense does not come into the brain of these rascals who believe them.
Well, they put their scientific reasoning to explain the different things.
They're talking like fools, understand? If something is illuminating, why extra illumination require to illuminate?
Their theory is that there's a dark side of the moon that we've never seen. Their theory is that there's a dark, that actually the moon is reflecting the sun's light.
So
there's a dark side.
So far the world is going, where is the dark side and where is the bright side? If you compare like that, then so far this globe is concerned, which one is dark side or is bright side?
No, the earth, they say the earth is spinning on its own axis, so all parts of the earth at one time or another receive sunlight.
Well, the moon does not do that.
The moon does not revolve on its own axis.
Is there another foolish thing?
Just to fit their speculation.
Huh?
Just to fit their speculation.
Speculation and misleading people.
There's no basis for it. There's no truth to it at all.
And you people believe them? I'm surprised. You got all the fools on it.
This is what they teach in all the schools.
They have little models, probably made out of that.
Yeah, but they're models. we take them as rascals. Mura.
Other argument that you use about how the moon rays give life to the vegetables. So how is it that there's no life on the moon? If the rays from the moon give life, then how is it there's no life where the rays come from?
They have never gone to moon. They are bogus. And this Mars expedition will be a failure. Let them spend millions. I told about moon planet 10 years. That the child is simply a waste of money and energy. I told this. Now it has proved.
No more interest in the moon at all. Mm? No more interest in the moon at all.
No, Kirtananda said, it is inevitable. 10 years ago, I said, there is no use going there. But this child is waste of money. But who hears about her? We know moon planet is inhabited by high class living entities. And they will allow this rascal to go by their mission.
When they originally started sending Sputniks to the moon, they couldn't even land them properly. They said that they were crash landing spaceships into the moon's surface. Crash landing. The spaceship was supposed to just smash into the surface of the moon. Like that.
They were never gone. Simply for that. Maybe they have gone, what is the reason? Simply to give the report that it is inevitable. So gradually they will go up to Saturn.
If the money holds out.
Mm-hmm.
If the money holds out. Actually, they send some rocket ships already towards Saturn.
Uh-huh.
They've already sent some exploring rocket ships way out to Saturn years ago.
Takes several years to reach.
Is your bluff?
How long does it take for them to go to Mars once?
Mm-hmm.
Mars and Venus also, they said.
Yeah, Venus is the other one. They concentrate. They think that Venus, there's a good chance there may be some life there.
Venus is covered by clouds, so no one can see what is there. There's clouds all around the planet. Heavy, what do they call it? So that no one can see. So they sent a rocket inside or something to go through the clouds to see what is there. Russians also. Firmament. In the Bible they say that on earth there was also above the earth there were all clouds at one time, according to the Bible. There were all clouds, and then at that time men used to live very, very long. And then the clouds went away at some point. They call it the firmament. It's the same thing as on Venus. No one can see what the planet is like. No one has ever known. That is also heavenly. We say that is also that is Shukra. Shukracharya's place?
Not Shukra. Shukra.
Just Shukra.
Maybe Shukracharya's place. But very few they have nothing. This is science. Without any aim, without any objective.
It's what they're doing is entirely pointless.
Huh?
It's entirely pointless. There's no proper reason for any of it. Because they're not improving their actual living standards by it. Their ideas, just like a Gyani, he thinks that the advancement of knowledge, just to simply acquire any amount of knowledge.
There is described, Krishanti Kebala Ulalabha. Simply work hard, simply to know. No benefit.
That's the futility of the university system now. That they're going and they're accumulating knowledge which is worthless for living. It has no practical value, so all the youth are becoming very frustrated because they're only.
Any sad man will be frustrated. Why are you spending money and going there? Kevala Vodhalabha. Krishanti Kevala. Vakting. Krishanti Tesham Klesha Layava Vasushati Nannatya Vasushula Tushavaka. It's like the husk, the outer portion of rice. If there is rice, your husk beat it, rice will come. The rice is not there, simply has, or it is obviously beating. It is like that. The rice will not come.
Yeah.
Simply they are trying to beat it. So the result is they become tired, that's all. The only result is they become tired. Kleshalai bhavasusha. That's all. The result of hard labor is tiresome. So they will get that only. That's all. They are satisfied. Now you are tiresome. Let us sleep. What you have gone? The dust. This is the pleasure. Bhakti, what is that mass? Krishanti je ke bhalavo dhalabhai Krishan klesharai va krishate nannat jathat chula sudhavaga.
Yeah.
It is mentioned in the Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita. Any process we accept, rejecting devotional service, the result will be that there is no profit. You simply labor for nothing. As much as to beat the husk, you never get the rice, you will simply be tired of that. It's a so-called religion. There is no faith in God. There is no need of God and religion. But it is nonsense. Religion without God is religion. God you can accept anyone. Ram Krishna Mahima. Any rascal, poor, illiterate rascal, Ram Krishna, he become God. No standard. And they are propagating Ram Krishna Mission. As we are preaching Krishna as God, they are preaching Ram Krishna. Nobody is accepting them. Last 100 years, they are preaching. No, who has become a devotee of Ram Krishna?
It's absurd. It's absurd to even think about becoming a devotee.
We have got to Chaitanya Charitamrita.
What I think of that is in 10th canto. Shreyas Sritim Bhaktim. And they're making a list of all the verses that you quote most. Where are they
coming
from? Shreyas Sritim Bhaktim Udasya Te Vipo. Kleshyanti ye kevala bodhalabha ye te shamaso kleshala eva shishyate nanyad yatas stula tushava gatina.
They're not.
Bhaktim vina jnanam tu naiva sid. Bhaktim vina yanam tu naiva siddhyed ityaha shreyam sritim iti shreyasam abhyudayapa varga lakshananam sritihi saranam yasyaha sarasa iva nirjaranam tang te tava bhaktim udasya tang te tava bhaktim udasya tyaktva Shreyasam Magabhutam Itiva Tesham Keshala Klesha Eva Abhishishyate Ayam Bhavaha Yata Alpa Pramanam Danyam Parityajya Antakana Hinan Stula Danya Basangs Bastangs Tuvan Eva Avagnanti Tesham Nakimchit Phalam Evam Bhaktim tuschikritya ye kevala bodhaya prayante te shamapiti.
Simply tiresome. Yes. Religion, no God. There's so many religions.
As soon as they forget the actual religion, then there's so many concoctions.
This is our religion. What is religion? No God. What is religion? Then those who are godless, they have got religion. Atheism is our religion. And why bring this religion? What is the meaning of religion? Let's see.
One time we went to a church in Boston to speak. They had the only pulpit for the preacher, and behind, no altar, no crucifix, nothing, just big map of outer space with planets on the wall. Not even any Christian church, but no cross, nothing, only universe. Universalist church, it's called, the Universalists.
That's nice, but give some information.
Says religion. One, monastic condition, being a monk or a nun, enter into a monastic order. Two, practice of sacred rites. Three, one of the prevalent systems of faith and worship, i.e. Christian, Mohammedan, etc. Four, human recognition of superhuman controlling power, and especially of a personal God entitled to obedience, effect of such recognition on conduct and mental attitude.
Well, this is really personal conception of God.
Hmm. And then five, action that action that one is bound to do.
Yeah. Everything is there. Any one of them will take. That's good. Oh, yeah. But special, the conception of personal God. Huh? What is that?
Yeah. Human recognition of superhuman controlling power,
yeah,
and especially of a personal God entitled to obedience.
Yeah. Clear. What are the other items?
And then the effect of such recognition on conduct and mental attitude.
Mm.
And then action that one is bound to do.
One is bound to do. That may not be enough possibly, sorry. If he does not do, then he is enemy. He must be there. There is no question of optional. You human being, you must be religious. He must recognize the supreme controller. Otherwise, you are animal.